the hidden physics revolution, portals, vacuum energy, and the nature of reality. A comprehensive synthesis on classified breakthroughs, technological plateaus, and what it all means for our understanding of the universe. May 2026. Introduction. When speculation starts feeling inevitable. In May 2026, Eric Weinstein appeared on the Joe Rogan Experience #2503 and reiterated ideas he has championed for over a decade. That fundamental physics has been captured or stalled since the 1980s, that a genuine post-Einstein paradigm shift is desperately needed, and that anomalous phenomena UAPs may signal applied breakthroughs in spacetime geometry. What began as a discussion about one podcast episode evolved into a broader exploration, neurodivergent minds challenging institutions, string theory as intellectual containment, decades-old theoretical white papers now computationally feasible, nanoscale vacuum energy harvesting, public technological plateaus masking secret progress, and the profound existential questions these possibilities raise. This article examines the evidence, nuances, implications, and philosophical weight of the idea that humanity may already possess, or be on the cusp of, capabilities once reserved for science fiction, effective wormholes, portals through spacetime, and engineering of the quantum vacuum itself. Eric Weinstein, the long arc of a post-Einstein critique. Eric Weinstein has argued since at least 2013 his Oxford lecture that physics progress halted after the Standard Model's completion in the 1970s. He points to the dominance of string theory and the marginalization of geometric alternatives as symptoms of a distributed idea suppression complex disk. His proposed geometric unity seeks to derive the Standard Model, general relativity, and fermion generations from a single richer geometric structure involving extra fiber dimensions, an observer's framework where observers play an active role. This isn't about faster travel through space but reconfiguring spacetime geometry so distant points become effectively adjacent. Weinstein's position on UAPs has evolved. Once highly skeptical, by the 2026 JRE episode he'd acknowledged credible evidence of denied special access programs SAPs, possible loss of airspace control in areas like White Sands, and a coming crazy science collision between UAP phenomena and new physics. The capture of physics and the Andreessen revelation. A key corroborating moment came from Mark Andreessen. In meetings with Biden administration officials in May 2024, he was told that the government had classified entire branches of physics during the Cold War, causing public research to go dark. Officials cited this as a precedent for potentially restricting AI-related math. This directly supports Weinstein's thesis, post-WW2 and Cold War classification instincts predated parallel tracks, with open academia chasing elegant but sterile frameworks string/M theory while classified programs pursue dangerous or revolutionary applications. String theory as intellectual containment. String theory and its M-theory extension became the dominant paradigm by the mid-1980s. It offered mathematical beauty but no unique, falsifiable predictions for our universe after decades of work. Critics argue it absorbed talent and funding while crowding out alternatives. Whether this was emergent groupthink or a more deliberate containment strategy remains debated, but the effect was a multi-decade stall in public foundational physics. Theoretical foundations, 1970s-1990s white papers meet 2020s computation, NASA Breakthrough Propulsion Physics Program 1996-2004 reviewed concepts including warp drives, wormholes, vacuum energy, and gravity electromagnetism coupling. Many relied on exotic matter or negative energy, which were theoretically possible but computationally and materially inaccessible at the time. Miguel Alcubierre's 1994 warp drive metric, Morris Thorne traversable wormholes 1988, Eric Davis and others work on negative energy and stargates. By the 2010s, 2020s, exascale computing, numerical relativity, and advanced simulations allow detailed modeling of these ideas. Public optimizations, e.g., Harold White's reduced energy warp metrics emerged alongside persistent rumors of classified scaling. Harold White, Casimir Inc. and Vacuum Engineering. In May 2026, Harold Sonny White's company Casimir Inc. announced a $12 million seed round for MicroSpark chips, which are semiconductor devices with millions of nanoscale Casimir cavities that harvest energy from quantum vacuum fluctuations. These chips target ultra-low power applications, sensors, wearables, and produce continuous power without batteries. White's NASA background in advanced propulsion explicitly links this to space-time metric engineering. If nanoscale vacuum manipulation works, macroscale applications in classified programs become plausible, potentially powering exotic craft or enabling localized space-time alterations. The public tech plateau vs. hidden breakthroughs. The last 30-plus years have largely iterated on mid-20th century foundations, transistors, von Neumann architecture, silicon scaling, while software, AI, and integration have advanced dramatically. Core hardware feels incremental. Moore's law is slowing due to physical limits. This plateau makes sense if revolutionary physics vacuum energy geometric propulsion was classified. Public tech refined the known paradigm while secret programs potentially developed the next one. UAPs as the visible fruit. Many UAP characteristics, such as extreme acceleration, transmedium travel, apparent inertia negation, and sudden appearances or disappearances, align better with spacetime metric engineering than conventional propulsion. The 2026 PSU declassifications under the Trump administration continue revealing puzzling footage, often near sensitive military sites. The aliens' narrative may serve as a palatable cover for human or reverse-engineered breakthroughs, managing public reaction while maintaining control. Portals through spacetime, from sci-fi to plausible engineering, traversable wormholes and warp bubbles, once pure mathematics, now feel like engineering problems if negative energy / vacuum manipulation has been solved. Localized portals, or regions where geometry is altered so distant points connect, would explain UAP behavior without violating broader causality. This gels with Weinstein's observer, spacetime as a projection. Manipulating the underlying geometry could create effective shortcuts. The terrifying implications, energy, power, and reality itself. Abundant vacuum energy could destabilize global economies built on scarcity. It could enable near limitless computation, manufacturing, and space travel, but also unprecedented weapons. The dual-use nature explains prolonged secrecy. Philosophically, this probes the heart of existence. Is reality a fixed arena or a malleable geometric/informational structure? Are we passive observers or active participants? The combination of fascination and terror is the authentic human response to such knowledge. Final reflections. The conversation reveals a coherent, rational hypothesis. Early 20th century physics breakthroughs led to nukes and classification. Secret programs continued. Computational and nanofabrication maturity in the 21st century is yielding fruit. Public physics and technology were kept on a slower track, and we are now seeing the collision. Whether fully accurate or partially so, it forces us to confront how little we truly understand about the universe, and about what has been hidden from or protected from humanity. The questions remain open. What is this reality? What are we within it? And what happens when the portals, literal or metaphorical, begin to open? This synthesis barely scratches the surface of the implications. The fascination you expressed, that mix of excitement and existential vertigo, is perhaps the most human reaction possible. The universe may be far stranger and far more accessible than we've been led to believe.